November 26, Jesus says, "Let us introduce a pause into the commentary on Isaiah. You are so tired, my friend, and suffering so much, that you need comfort, and not an extra burden. My words, moreover, are not in disharmony with the subject we are dealing with. But, rather, they are like a solo in the prophetic epic announcing my coming, my mission, and my glory. We shall thus make a gift to Father, who is guiding you, and is desirous of hearing about Mary, like a child whose mother is far away, and who wants to receive news about her so, as to know and love her more and more. And in truth I tell you that Father Amualdo is really a son for my mother, and my mother is really a mom for him. Not all his companions are like him under the clothing which makes them equal. It is the heart that is different. And it is the heart that is everything. In his there is no malice, there is no pride, there is no hardness, there is no humanity involving the senses and the mind. As he laid aside the ordinary clothing of men, to take on sacred garb, so he has stripped himself of humanity, to become exclusively the servant of his Lord, the bearer of Christ, light and voice of God, and of my mother and his. His is a child's heart governing an adult mind. And if to be loved by me, and to conquer heaven it is necessary to become like children, the same applies, in order to be loved by my mother, who, when she sees a heart mirroring her in purity, humility, simplicity, faith, and charity, with the same facility a child has, takes that heart, and clasps it to the heart on which I slept. There isn't a month throughout the year which does not bear a feast of Mary like a gem in the setting of its days. But December is the Marian month par excellence, because it contemplates the two loftiest glories of Mary, the Immaculate Conception and the Divine and Virginal Maternity. I want to open up some sequences of reflection for you on this maternity. Nothing prevented God from having his son be born in the city of Jerusalem, the capital of Palestine, a center of faith and power. To a human mind it might seem to have been the most suitable city for the birth of the King of the Jews. But the views of God differ from those of men. Jerusalem was no longer holy. It bore that name, but there was corruption at all levels. From the temple to the official palace, from the militias to the citizens. Jerusalem already had everything it had wanted, and, as with the wealthy epilogue, it is appropriate to respond to it as did Abraham. Remember that you had all goods. All except the only one necessary, for it had been rejected by it, the good of the possession of God. Pride, arrogance, greed, hardness, human science, wealth, luxury and lust. There was everything in it. And its belly glutted itself with these human foods, letting the poor Lazarus of its spirit die of hunger. Lazarus, who, covered with wounds, longed to satisfy his hunger with God's food, but found only the heavy stones of the Pharisaic practices instead of God's honey. God withdraws from the place, where there is everything that is not him, and where no one tries to introduce him into that everything, to make everything a foundation for the throne of the Lord, to whom everything on earth should be subjected. You, on the other hand, make the things of the earth the culmination of your thought, setting them above God. Be careful that what happened to Jerusalem does not happen to you. It is already happening to you since God, no longer sought by you, is withdrawing, leaving you in your fleeting, wicked everything, leaving you to count your accursed, false, demoniacal riches. There is one coin alone that has value in the treasure, and you do not possess it. The gift which would have made Jerusalem great eternally was thus taken from it. Its walls would not encircle either the birth or the death of Christ, but only the crime of the condemnation of Christ, against which even the stones rebelled, splitting at my death and collapsing, obedient to God's will, when Jerusalem was raised by those to whose power, futilely honored to excess, they had given Jesus of Nazareth, like a lamb whose throat was to be cut. This happens, children, when the limits are overstepped. The crime arises, along with the resulting ruin. The error which denies God by putting the gods of human passions in his place makes God abandon you, and take away from you the blessing of remaining among you. Idolatry towards men, makes the idolized turn into executioners of punishment, to the point of becoming their assassins, for over servants, over slaves, it is licit to brandish the whip, and apply the lash. It is licit wherever the law of Christ is not alive. Both idolaters and idolized have denied that law. They thus give the enslaved the bread of their imprisonment, destruction and chains. When, like ripe fruit about to fall from the branch, the Son of Man was on the verge of coming into the world as light, the will of the one compared to whom the most powerful emperors are like straw on the main road predisposed Caesar for the promulgation of the edict. not the city holy in name, but which had fallen away from its holiness, because of its wicked will, but the city of origin, in which the faith of David, my servant, still stirred, was the one which was to receive the miracle of love in its periphery in Nazareth, the place scorned by the Jews. The blessed woman became pregnant with me. In Bethlehem, which had fallen into decline, according to the proud supposition of the Jews, Mary was to place her kiss as a virgin on God's Son and hers, who had appeared with the splendor of a star in the grotto which for centuries had been ordained to receive him. It is to the humble that God goes. Let this explain to you why those chosen to be the announcers of a grace, the witnesses of an apparition, the bearers of a divine will, or the disseminators of the rest with His Spirit, to open their eyes and ears to super sense, which sees beyond the confines of the human into the regions of God. I can do when I will, and as much as I will. I can floor a giant of atheism or rationalism with a single touch of my will, for I am of the lineage of David, who knocked down Goliath, and I am, above all, power, strength, perfect will. With a caress resting upon those who hold their spirits out to me lovingly, just by grazing them with my thumb, I can open their spiritual senses to the sight and hearing of supernatural things, and make them able to know God exactly as a wife knows her husband. Goodbye till tomorrow, daughter. I shall come to take you behind Mary, who is leaving the house in Nazareth to go to Bethlehem. Rest in peace.